Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am ecstatic. I am so excited to hear about today's guest. Can you tell us about her?
Sure. I met this phenomenal young lady through social media who reached out to me to be able to mentor her through various things that she was going through to be able to go to that next level. It was such an honor and still an honor to be able to not only be her mentor but her friend as well. And I am so excited to be able to celebrate her success. I introduce to you Miss Brittany Clark. How are you, Brittany?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am doing amazing. I am so excited to be able to let the world know who you are, because I know who you are and I know all the phenomenal things that you're doing. So please go ahead, tell us, how are you changing minds through social media?
I am changing minds through social media through a few ways. The first way I use Facebook the most. And what I do with Facebook is I'm always posting positive things, whether it be events that I host for young girls to teach them about self-esteem, how to choose positive role models, or if it's my personal experiences, maybe a promotion that I had or anything that I know may help someone, I use that outlet. I also use my personal blog, BrittanyLClark.wordpress.com, which I use to inspire and motivate people through video and also through writings through different topics, current events that are going on in the world, and also through LinkedIn as I connect with people, because we are all connected in some way. So those are the three ways that I'm utilizing social media, and I'm having a blast doing it.
Wow, that is so exciting, because, you know, I am a lover of social media as well, and it's amazing how big of an impact you can make on someone's life that you may have never even seen before. So can you tell us some of the things that you've been seeing since you've been empowering people through social media?
Some of the things that I've been seeing?
Examples since you've been putting it out on social media, how has your business grown, things of that nature?
Oh, yes. Well, a few things that I've seen, mostly I'll get an inbox or text from one and say, you know, thank you for posting that status that really touched me, and now I'm motivated to read that book that I said I was going to read a week ago, or now I'm motivated to take summer courses, or now I'm motivated to strengthen my relationships with my family. So those, most of the time I get personal inbox messages or a text message saying, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because it's inspiring me to better my life. And I think that's what it's always about, using your life and using your gifts to empower people, to motivate them to do whatever they feel God has called them to do.
Wow. Wow. Brittany, I know that when we first connected, you were on a verge of a breakthrough in some type of a way. And you had so much uncertainty as to, like, should I or should I not? Should I or should I not? Will my message be heard? Is it worth me spreading my message or sharing my message with the masses of people? Now, a lot of times we do go through that. We have those self-doubt talks to ourselves. But when you are connected and now hearing more of the positive messages and the feedback that you're hearing from the people who are inspired by what you're putting out into the world, basically through social media, what has happened in what you're doing now? Because I'm hearing, if I'm not mistaken, somebody is speaking more. So what would be the one thing that you encourage people to do when you do have those self-doubt talks to yourself, but at the same time, you are still hearing those encouraging messages to other people? What's one of the things that you will encourage people to do?
One of the things that I would encourage them to do is just affirm who you are. I think self-doubt comes when you start to listen to the negative thoughts that come into your mind. And you can't control, you know, all the thoughts that come into your mind, but you can control what you choose to focus on. So when I was going through that season of my life, I was allowing the what ifs or the negative talk to overpower who I am. So one of the things that I would encourage them to do is just affirm who you know that you are. And in order to do that, you first have to know who you are, but affirm, no, I'm beautiful, I'm powerful, I'm intelligent. I can do whatever it is I set my mind to do with hard work and dedication. So affirm who you are and stand in it and walk in it, and that will allow you to keep pressing forward when some days you don't feel like it or something just don't go as planned. Knowing who you are and focusing and building off of that foundation, it'll always yield you to go you just a little bit further, a little bit further.
Wow, you know, I love that because I am definitely a fan of the I am statement. And I always tell my clients and my students to not say my name is, I say I am, because you're welcoming them into the experience, which is you. You're owning who you are and you're owning everything about you. And that's very important in public, because if you can't own who you are, why should anybody else give you that ownership as well, to let them help you and let you encourage them? So that is a very, very good point there, Tiffany. Thank you for bringing that up. So now when you're using those I am statements, how is that, do you use that with your clients as well, or is that just something that you just use for yourself?
I do it with myself first. I do it in multiple ways because, you know, the senses are so powerful. So seeing it in your being, even without opening your mouth, that's materializing it as well. And then seeing it verbally in front of a mirror so you can see how your face expressions relate to those affirmations. But if you're sad and you're saying it, then your body is getting that energy that you're putting with your words, so your energy and your words have to match. And then I'll also go every morning and write it down. Just a few things, sometimes just five, you know, I am, I am, I am. And that empowers me, you know, to go throughout my day. And then people that I meet or even my friends, you know, we share those all the time. You know, something happens, or even when things are going well, we always share those things. But I always share them. A neat thing that I did when I had an event locally. I'm from Mississippi, and I hosted an event last year for girls 9 through 18, and the camp was called 13 Going on 30. And the idea is to teach young girls that it's okay to be young and just embrace where you are, but, you know, appreciate where you're going. So at the event, you know, sometimes we have things we don't necessarily give people something to take away. So I designed a flyer, but something that they could stick on their mirror. And on the back, it had five things that they could affirm every morning. So about 40 girls left with that. And I still, you know, hear about the good things that that has done for them.
Wow. That is amazing, because, you know, with our next generation, they need to be able to know that is important to continue on encouraging themselves. Because if sometimes people just don't have that encouragement at such a young age, for whatever reason that may be. And for you to be able to take the time out to be able to do something that you're really passionate about to encourage them, that's commendable. Because, I mean, I hear horror stories, you know, from various people that their parents didn't even do this, or they didn't have the grandmas and the grandpas and the aunts and uncles to be able to pour into them at such an early age, which we could be able to take with us in our adult life. And so that alone, keep doing that. That is so needed. So I totally take my hat off to you. What's one of the things that you are currently doing now in your in your business? What's the next project that you are working on to take this to another level? Because there's always levels in everything that we do, but now it's time to take it to that next level. So what's that next thing that you're working on now?
I am really excited. I have a few things coming up, but the first thing is actually 2 weeks from today, where I will be speaking to a group called Rising Stars for Christ, and their central goal is to build women scripturally and biblically according to the scripture. So I will be speaking at their registration for the year, and we'll talk about cyberbullying, we'll talk about peer pressure and self-confidence. So I'm really excited about that. And a few weeks later, I will be I'll go on a speaking tour hosted by the Higher Purpose Company based in the rural area of the Delta. And what's really amazing about this, the founder CEO, Tim Lampkin, he has created what he calls Higher Purpose Academy, where his goal is to create change agents and entrepreneurs in rural areas. So the area that I'll be covering will be leadership development. So for the next 4 months, I will be on tour doing that. And I just can't wait to share the affirmations. I can't wait to share my leadership experiences and also how we can use social media to share this good, because there's so many other things that we can get distracted by. But if we keep pushing power, the power of positivity and the power of being change agents where we are, we can make the world so much better.
Wow, you made such a great point. You know, we all have to be about making the world better, and especially, you know, working with our children, because they are our future, and what we put into them is that's what we're going to reap as well, and we definitely want to reap positivity. So tell us about how you choose your speaking engagement. What do they need to have in order for them to be quality of speaking engagement for your brand?
That's a very good question. I was just thinking about this yesterday of, you know, building your brand. It's so, you know, you work so hard on it, but you have to be so careful, because one decision can alter everything that you've been working on. But what I do, I have a set of values and principles that I base my life off of, whether it be personal, financial, or even my health. So if someone comes to me and say, you know, Brittany, can you do this or can you do that, I'll go straight to the principles, because what happens is sometimes you'll get engulfed in emotions and feelings based off of what that person may be saying, you know. So if I stick to my principles, it has nothing to do with that person personally, it has nothing to do with that opportunity personally, but if it aligns with my values and principles and goals as to where I'm trying to go, then yes, I'll accept it. And that has worked for me because sometimes, you know, so many different things come at you, but you can't say yes to everything because, one, it's not enough time in the day, and two, does this organization, does this person align with who I am? And when you just stick to principles and your values, you're more prone to make the right decisions and continue to build your brand, but also influence the people that you welcome.
Brittany, I don't even know what to say about you no more. You are you have grown in ways that is like, wow. And that's what makes, you know, coaching and mentoring people to be able to know that it is so possible to be your best self. We have so much within ourselves, and we are just like afraid to be able to put our best foot forward. And you did it, and you just said, you don't want to put myself out there because I work so much on myself, and I know somebody else needs to hear what I have to say. And for you to be a young lady, and I just have to say this, for you to be a young lady it's needed. It is so needed. Your message is so needed to be able to let other people know that you don't have to wait until you're 30. You don't have to wait till you're 40 and 50 or whatever. You could start right where you at right now. Use what's in your hands. And that's exactly what you're doing. It's step by step. It's a process. And you're willing to be able to take that process and to develop it to something amazing. And now you're stretching yourself to be able to, what are you doing on a tour? Wait a minute, what? That's amazing. You know what I mean? That is absolutely amazing. I am so, so proud of you because I know that me and Dr. Finch, we speak to many, many people that's in upper age, and they just starting. And we always tell them that it's never too late. But for you to start right now at such a young age to still be able to say, you know what, I know there's more in me. I don't know where to start, but I'm not afraid to ask questions. I'm not afraid to be able to do the work. That alone, girl, keep doing it. Just keep doing it. And you'll be surprised at yourself at just how far you continue to go. And just always remember to go back and get those other people that was looking up to you and just to be able to say, dang, how can I get there? I totally commend you. Oh, my goodness. You know. This is not the Brittany I met, like, you know, 2 years ago. I thank you. So, Brittany, one of the next things that I think about is that with the things that you're doing, have you ever thought about maybe, you know, doing something like, you know, even if it's like for young adults to be able to get in, like if there's a telesummit, if there's a conference, even if there's a book, have you ever thought about doing something like that to be able to share your message to a whole nother level? Because sometimes with you being in Mississippi, but you never know who's watching you from around the world, but they are very interested in what you have to offer. Have you ever thought about taking it to that level?
Actually, I have. I have a few things in development. And what I love the most about, I guess, the areas that I'm very passionate about the 9 through 18-year-old girls. And the reason being, I guess, you know, most of your habits are formed in that time. And I love to attend events for adults, and I'm actually going to a few. So I may, some ideas may breed from those experiences. But the age group that I love to work with is 9 through 18, because I think those are the hardest years of a girl's life. You're going through puberty. You're going through friendships. You're going through struggling with self-love and struggling with, you know, people picking on you, you know, for no reason at all. So I have thought about that, and I have a few things in development, and I will be sure to open it up to not just Mississippi, but to the world as well, because with the technology we have, our message can reach further than where we are geographically. So I have thought about it, and I'm working on some things, and you guys, Dr. Finch and Miss Vanessa, will be the first to know.
Yes. Wow, that is so exciting. I remember when Vanessa and I started our journey together, and it's so exciting, and it's so new, and it's so fresh, and you have all these opportunities, and you get to decide how you're going to go. And that is so wonderful to have that opportunity. So, you know, I was just thinking, Brittany, tell us, what is your biggest dream? How would you like to impact the most via social media?
My biggest dream via social media would be to create an environment for particularly African-American women, a safe haven. And the reason I say that group, you know, in specific, because we have so many negative ideas, we have so many perceptions of who we are, and I would love to just create an environment, be it, you know, a Facebook group or just even a website where we can come and talk about issues that are specifically that we deal with, and we create solutions, not just, you know, from, you know, a spiritual standpoint, but strategies, because a lot of times we create things, but there aren't strategies presented, there aren't solutions presented. It's like, oh, you know, everything will work out, or, you know, I'll keep you in my prayers, and those things are fine, those things are necessary, but I would love to impact women and say, you know what, you're looking to do this, I'm going to connect you with this person, and she can walk you through how to do X, Y, Z. And I think that feeds a lot into, you know, what you all do as coaches, but I really want to create something where people can have a strategy, because you can have knowledge, you know, and someone else may be sitting right next to you and need that same knowledge, but there isn't a welcoming sphere for one, or you just may be a little too afraid. So when you put all of us together, we can build nations, we can build institutions, and it's not just built off of hope, but it's built off of strategy. When you have strategy, you got a plan, and you got to have a plan. So that's how I would like to impact the world long-term, just a sisterhood online, and really pushing and demonstrating who we are, and we're speaking our own truth, and no one is controlling our narrative because we're controlling our own.
You just keep surprising me. Yes. I totally agree. You are amazing. You are amazing. My goodness. When you put your, what's the one of the advice would you give people? Because I know you still work a full-time job, and you still, you know, you're making that, building up your business on the side. What's one of those things? Because, you know, there's a, you know, especially in this generation, that a lot of people, they will love to be able to make that transition, to be able to do what they love to do, what they're passionate about doing, but they just wore out. They just wore out from just working for somebody else. So even though I know you work a full-time job and you travel and everything else, what's one of those things that you would suggest that they do to get started, even though they do have a full-time job? Because we would never suggest that somebody quit their job, but to be able to still build their business on a side, what's one of the things that you started doing before when you made that decision to say, you know what, I need to do this? What's one of those things that you started doing first?
One of the first things
to other people to build off of that, to build off of that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, my background, I have a business and accounting degree. So one of the things, I love numbers. So one of the things that I looked at first was time, 126 hours in a week. You know, so I'm looking at my schedule. I'm looking at my time. Okay, how many hours do I sleep? How much time do I commute? How much time do I devote to this job? How much time do I devote to this, So when I start looking at my schedule, the first thing I did, because sometimes when you're in a position that isn't really where you want to be, your focus becomes, okay, I just want to get through the day. I just want to get through the week. Okay, I'm at Friday. Now I'm about to go do tension-relieving activities because I've been so stressed and tied up during the week. So you first have to look at your time. If I know that I'm trying to get out of a situation or better my situation, the time that I'm away from what I'm doing from 9 to 5 has to be productive and move me forward to my goal. So you can't get out, you can't lose track of that, because when you do, okay, it's going to extend the time that you may be somewhere that you're trying to build from. So the first thing I would tell them, time management, look at how many hours you're sleeping. You know, I could sleep 8 hours, but what if I just only slept 6, you know? So now you have a couple more hours in your day to do something else more productive, but you have to be cognizant of your time, how you spend it, where you spend it, who you spending it with, and that's going to determine how you free up your time to do whatever else you feel like you were created to do outside of that experience. And then another thing would be to understand the purpose and where you are. And that becomes very hard because we love to, you know, talk about the goodness of God when everything's sunny and it's just great and all of those things. But when you see yourself in a situation and you don't know how you're going to get out of it and you don't know what the purpose of it is, and you lose sight of that, you start losing sight of who you are. I can be anywhere in the world, but I know who I am, and I know what God has for me. So I can be in a cube, but my being and who I am is so much bigger than that, and I can stay consistent in the purpose of who Brittany is, and I can utilize those gifts where I am because I can affirm also, too, that I know God has something bigger and greater for me. So those would be the things that I would suggest and give advice about.
Those are great, you know, and I mean, I have truly enjoyed talking to you today. This has been awesome. And, you know, I know that the audience has enjoyed it as well. So can you tell us where we can find you? And then can you give us one nugget that can take us throughout the day?
Okay. Well, everyone, you can find me on Facebook. That's where I'm most active. Brittany, BrittneyL Clark. You can also find me on Twitter at Brittany L. Clark. You can also find me on my blog, BrittanyLClark.wordpress.com. And another that I would like to leave with everyone is just let your light shine. One of my favorite verses is Matthew 5:16, and it says, let your light shine so that others may see the goodness and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So when you let your light shine, you understand that your life is bigger than you. You understand that your purpose is bigger than you. You understand that there is something that you were created to do to contribute to the world. So I would just say let your light shine. And by doing those things, you're covered, you're protected, you're honored because you give honor to other people. And you just live a life of purpose and of love and of honor. And to me, that is one of the most beautiful things, and that's one of the principles that has kept me and I know will continue to keep me going forward.
Okay, now, Brittany. Okay, now. You know what, Brittany? It's an honor just to be able to know that the foundation that was set out for you, that you have something that you could constantly keep building on to stand on. And that's what is so important. We have to have that foundation. We have to know that it's possible for us to be able to go back to what we know and to be able to trust that we can continue to grow if we allow ourselves to be open. And so with that alone, young lady, I am so amazed by your journey. I look forward to many more of your success stories. Dr. Finch and I, you never know, we'll connect with you, and I think we got to work something up in the future because there's somebody that needs to hear what you have to say, and, you know, especially coming from a younger standpoint, you know, standpoint. And so with that being said, Dr. Finch, what's one of the things that you would say to a younger version, just such as Brittany, because, I mean, goodness gracious, we're not old or nothing, but, dang, what's one of those, Dr. Finch, she'll pour into you like no tomorrow, and so I want Dr. Finch to do what she does best unapologetically.
Well, thank you, Vanessa. I appreciate the opportunity. Oh, Brittany. Brittany, you know, from what I've seen on social media, from the conversations that we've had today, you have such a unique and strong voice. It is greatly rooted, and it is positively rooted. You know, a lot of people have a lot of great voices, and they are strongly rooted, but it's not necessarily positively rooted. And I do believe that you are going to have a wonderful, wonderful future ahead because you believe in the power of thee and not the power of me. And so you continue to do what you're doing because you're going to touch so many lives. You understand the point of the children are our future. And we have to put positive seeds in there to get positive. So you keep going, Brittany, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And, you know, I want to say this last thing. You know, if Brittany said something today that resonated with you, please find us on Change Your Minds Online. You can find this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our YouTube channel. Share this out with your youth. Share this out with your young people, and let them see someone who is making an impact on the world at such a young age. Thank you so much, Brittany, for being on here with us tonight. I appreciate you greatly.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, everyone.